Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on March 22, 1921. With only two more days before the expiration of the time limit for the adoption of the 1921 appropriation, Mayor Arwin E. Price and commissioners were working overtime today in an effort to agree on the budget. When council members went to work at 1:30 this afternoon, they faced the task of cutting their estimate from approximately $350,000 to $268,000. Every item possible is to be eliminated. According to Mayor Price, the city will receive $244,430.88 from taxes. License fees and other miscellaneous collections will reach approximately $24,000, boosting the total amount available for the year to $268,000. With basketball fast fading beyond the horizon of the 1920-21 season, and the battles of the Maroons in the conference race, the district tournament, and the state meet entered in the annals of the high school and the ledger closed for another year, thoughts of athletes and followers of high school athletes are turning to the prospects of the local schools in the track field this year. Coach Paul Church is already busy rounding up material from which to compose a track team that will give the other teams on the circuit a rub for their money. The Muterdees brothers remind us that they will have a large supply of hot cross buns for Good Friday. Place your orders now for them. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.